Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shindaddy at Midwest Bank? Great, Bill.
Major change in the venue and the assignment for the day because of the incredible victory that went on. So there'll be a press conference, and then Shindaddy is setting up. It's where the parade will start for the Creighton Bulldog State Championship golf team.
Whoa.
Men's golf team. State champions. Yes. So they'll have a press conference. They'll have a press conference in the lobby. Have a press conference in the lobby. Then he'll lead off. Then Shindaddy will lead them down Main Street for their parade. And so they'll head down there they also had the overall champion, won a four-hole playoff for the overall champion. Don't ask me a name because I don't have it with me right there. But
he's from Creighton.
From Creighton, yes.
Yeah. So that is all going to begin.
What's that? At 10:44 today. Okay. 10:44, they will start with the press conference. The team will be...
Stu Pospisil. He's got to be there.
Riley Jane will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Coming out of retirement.
Coming out of retirement. Yes.
Special occasion.
Special occasion. She's whisking up to Creighton right
with
now.
With Bass. With Chris Bassnett.
So yeah. There'll be a big press conference for the state champions of Creighton. Well, and Shindaddy, I mean, he won't say it, but he worked with those kids privately a lot.
So what's he going to do?
On the short game.
Here's what's going to happen. Yeah. I guarantee. I know how this stuff works.
Lay it out for me. Paint a picture.
Stu Pospisil is going to get wind of what you just said about Shindaddy.
He's going to go up there.
He's not going to ask him anything in the main press conference. He will pull him off to the side. At that point, Shindy's going to have to make a decision. Do I talk to this reporter on the record? What will he do?
He'll talk on the record.
Will he?
He'll talk on the record. Stu, just ask Shindaddy. He'll talk on the record. And like I said, just quiz him a little bit about how much he helped the team with some of their golf. And like I said, mostly short game and putting.
Okay.
But he was a big part of it. But he won't say that now. He's not going to he's not trying to overtake the coach or anything. It's just that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Shindaddy's out there. Shindaddy's out there for league night on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, for men's stag. And sometimes the other guys are out there.
Bleeds over.
And the team's out there. So Shindy ends up being out there on the green with them a little bit, through stuff. So today, big press conference.
If he had to issue media credentials.
There is. Yeah, there is. You check in at the will call at the front teller. Check in with
the front teller has a will call sign.
For your credentials.
Why does the teller have a will call sign?
I'd like to get a
the media's coming.
I'd like to get a cashier's check. Well, that's nice, but right now we're going to hold that off.
We're busy right now.
We have the Stu Pop specials coming in. We got to wait for it.
And we have a press conference here. Baz was in Kearney for Class A golf. Yeah. He's going to Creighton today for the over press Creighton. Conference.
He can do it. He's a young man.
He can try if he's capable.
Yeah. So a lot going on today.
God dang.
And the parade.
Congrats to the Bulldogs.
There's a state press champ. Conference. In the lobby. With Shindy.
With Shindy.
Someone texted earlier, Bill, that I believe either a current neighbor or a former neighbor of yours won the Class A state championship yesterday. Max Moss.
Max Moss.
Lincoln East.
If he's a current neighbor or not, I'm not sure of that.
I'm not saying that you know, they just say Bill.
A neighbor can be loose.
He's somebody in the neighborhood.
I know the name, obviously.
One,
yes.
One
I know
class
the name,
state,
yes.
State
neighborhood. Yeah. I've in this world, people use the term neighbor fairly loosely.
That is true. Yes.
You know, like I always think of neighbors right next to me. Yes. And one side, other. Then there's no,
so
I got no other
two houses down, not a neighbor.
Well,
I'm kind of a Steve.
Yeah, not
a neighbor is almost, yeah. Yeah.
Neighbor. Rest.
That's it.
For Bill, you got LaRue and the other side.
LaRue's rest right there, or in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed with that.
Yeah.
If we had it's way too loose.
Yeah.
Tighten it up a
people
little bit.
People will say sometimes, I'm basically your neighbor. Where do you live?
It sounds like a discussion
six blocks
Seinfeld
away.
Right
yeah,
now.
6 blocks away. That's not my neighbor. No. When you stood in whose yard did you stand in when we were playing baseball as a kid?
The Helatics.
Yeah, were they your neighbor?
Not really.
Not really. They were.
He paused.
They were separated. There was a house separation in there.
You're amazing. The Helatics.
Yes.
The Helatics. They were an older couple. Oh. We would hit balls off the front of their house like it was the Green Monster. Okay? Yeah. And I would stand in the front yard as a center fielder. And those people never said a word.
Never said a word.
They were nice, quiet, just never. We'd be in the middle of a heated game, and their garage door would go up, and we'd be like, oh, God.
Here we go.
This is going to be the time.
It's going to go down.
They just drive off.
Just drive out, wave at you. Yeah.
Sometimes not even wave. The Helatics.
The Helatics.
Yeah. They closed the front of their house was basically the Green Monster.
Pelted by baseballs. You did some sighting.
I don't think we ever did any damage.
Better times.
You wouldn't want somebody standing in your grass all the time, though. Which I did all the time.
Center field.
They were center field.
Just rangy out there.
Diving in the front
diving
yard.
For
taking
balls.
Out a piece of turf in the front yard.
They had a really nice yard, too. They had rocks and flowers.
Until you dove and tore
it up. You had to kind of jump over stuff. Yeah. What we did, and they, again, never said a word.
You know what was nice back then? There was no Ring doorbell. So there was not, the things wasn't going off. Oh, there's movement out front. Someone's here.
There's
none of that.
Yeah. Nope.
No, none of that.
No. I'm not going to get into
it. Better times.
Bet way better.
Better times.
Yeah.
What was the name again?
The Helatics.
Yes.
Good people.
Great people. They
never stopped you from playing center field.
Never said a word.
In their front yard.
I mean, the ball would go on top of their house all the time. There's no doubt they were watching TV at times, and there'd be a boom, 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 boom. I mean, it had to happen. The ball would go on their house all the time.
That's one thing. Think about this also. I remember, I'm going to say, numerous times, well over 25, where I had to get out and get a ladder of some sort of apparatus to get the ball down off a roof or out of the gutter. Or out of
somebody else's house.
When's the last time you saw a ball in a gutter? When's the last time you saw a kid get a ball out of a gutter?
It doesn't probably happen.
That was almost a daily occurrence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that.
So you were up on the roof. Yeah.
This random person.
Random person at somebody else's house.
Don't find me. You're just getting the ball.
I'll
be off in a second.
Just got an extension ladder. And then,
I'm 8 years old,
and
by the way.
And also, when you're 8 or 9 running an extension ladder, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. You have no idea what you're doing. The chance of something just horrifically bad happening. But it's like, you never, ever thought about right away, like, ball's on the roof, game's over. It's like,
No,
the game was never over.
Quick pause.
It's like, what do we do here? Hang on now.
Yeah. Somebody might have a ball, but.
Yeah, it's like, no.
You might have to go to the store, or you might have to get on the roof.
Get on
the
roof. And then there's always one person. We got a ladder. And then you just haul it down there. You get the ladder out, haul it down, get up on there. It was
100.
Oh
my God.
Better times. Balls in gutters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't really worry about falling off the ladder.
No, didn't even consider.
Probably a quick recovery.
Yeah. It was never a time like, hey, and you never told your buddy, be careful.
No.
Get up there.
Go kidding.
Be barefoot.
I mean. And then sometimes out there also, you'd be pretty astounded when you got up there, how high and also the steepness of the roof.
Right.
Would be like, whoa, it's a little bit more than, it's a little more than I thought.
Right.
This is not real flat.
Right.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like, this is a little bit more than I was thinking.
The ladder's moving. I don't like that either.
I don't like this.
Kevin says, I have memories similar to you guys. One being full sprint to make sure the ball does not go down the sewer.
Oh, yeah.
The drain.
Yeah, the drain.
100.
Yep.
I had.
Yeah, the drain.
100. Sometimes you just have to kick it.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't get down.
You saw it going, like, I gotta go.
Right.
It's like,
oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
the gutter.
Then also the skill set to get it out. Had to get it out.
But Bob in Minnesota says, we had a fly ball hit a neighbor on his head while he was working in the garden. Game was over at that point. We did stop
trouble.
That game.
No, that's trouble.
Hit
that's
him
trouble.
In the head.
Yeah,
he's in the garden. He's gardening for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's trouble. Yeah, there's a lot that went on back then that you don't see now. Like dirt clod fights.
Like daily.
Daily. Yeah, yeah. I took Graycheck. There's a Tim Graycheck who was a very good pitcher for the Legion team. Took his eye out. It was that was a bad night.
Yeah.
It was the Graychecks came over to our house and said, hey, Tim's eyes. And I was
rough
like,
shape.
Yeah, well, we had a little dirt clot fight. But that was just a normal standard procedure, you know. Nothing.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Really and to shoot a wrist rocket at somebody?
Nothing
of it.
No. You shoot rocks at people.
Shoot rocks at people when they drove by with a wrist rocket. That was a common thing. And also like that, when you finally had, there's always one kid that always had, who's the one kid that had a bag from his dad of M80s?
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be like, oh, then put that in a wrist rocket. Okay, I'm going to pull it back. You light it. Better times.
Nobody even really thought anything of it.
No, it's just how it was.
Yeah. Better times.
Beautiful.
Okay, you got one topic here.
Someone's asking here before we get to that. MT Westy just tuning in says, I missed in the show earlier, what was the final amount at Matt Talbot?
Oh, get it.
Yeah, yes, we did hit the 20K match. Thank you to Sandhills Global, Jim Hansen, and Sean Pete for making that happen. $278,000 was the number we raised for Matt Talbot yesterday.
God.
Far surpassing what their goal was. So thank you to all the listeners of The Ticket for helping us out and helping support a great.
I don't think Lori Minas said when she talked to us about the numbers. She was like, if we get to...
She said
215. She goes, we're functional. Yep. Like, and my day's good.
Yep.
If we get to 240, the year is going to be outstanding.
Oh, God.
And they have 278.
And went to 278.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that's so the Jim put it best. Jim Hansen, future Hall of Famer at Pius. Jim Hansen put it like that. It's a small little community with big city problems. There are some big city problems
exactly
here.
Exactly what he said.
And you had to address them. Jim brought it to light. Thank you, Jim.
And on the day, over $9 million raised across all the different places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, $9 million raised
right?
by the city.
Give
of Lincoln.
To Lincoln.
Yes, it was
Give
an incredible day. Thank you. Very generous city.
Jim really helped kick it off.
Jim kicked it off. When he got together, me and Jim got together and concocted this idea. And I said, what do you think? He goes, I will present it to the Pede family. And so, and I go, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, Jim got that done. Then he was the liaison to get that done. And then the Pede family stepped up. To kick
as
it
they
off.
Do, as they do.
They kicked it off with 20 grand to start the day.
Yes. I mean, I think that was like the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
Got it going.
It's like winning the first, like if you win the first game of a College
Super
World Series, really, really important.
Yep.
Or of a Super Regional, really important to win the first game.
And here comes Jim Hansen.
Winner.
Yeah.
Chicken dinner.
Nebraska baseball does play today. They're in the Chapel Hill Regional. Oklahoma, the team they'll play, the 2-seed Oklahoma, Nebraska 3-seed at 4 o'clock. If you want to watch it, you got to have the Hulu bundle, ESPN Plus, or go to a bar and watch it also. It's a great place to watch this game, Nebraska Oklahoma.
Bars chime in if you're having the game on. Let us know.
I would assume, assumption. But you say most we're going to have this on tonight.
One would think.
They should have it on. But it just brought me, it's been 20 years since Nebraska last made the CWS in Omaha. It's been a long time. I don't know if this is the team to get there again. We know it was a disappointing season. Great run in the Big Ten tournament. But I'm just curious, in general, do Nebraska fans believe they have a good chance of getting out of this regional North Carolina, the 1 seed. Holy Cross, the 4. Oklahoma, the 2. Nebraska, the 3.
Extreme long shot to
I mean,
get
it,
out.
I mean, it's an extreme long shot. But possible, yes. No one thinks that if it happens, it'll be glorious. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be one of those things like, I can't even believe this possibly happened. No, yep. I believe that it happened because of, like Steve said, would they win 6 of the last 7 series?
That's right. That's right.
And then they won. 100. And then they won. They obviously went on the run that they had.
Mm-hmm. They've won 5 straight games in general right now.
Yeah. That's hard to do. It's hard to do.
They're kind of hot. They got 2 pitchers going pretty well. Starters, Brockett.
And Ty Horn.
And Ty Horn.
Brockett pitches today for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. They just seem like, I guess, throw a cliche out. They're just a tough out right now, Nebraska.
Just remember, the number one softball team was Texas A&M, and they didn't get out of their regional.
See, there you go.
At home. Did not get out of their regional. So it happens.
Oh, 100.
It happens.
Yeah. It does happen. Stony Brook happens.
Yes. They made the CWS. Yes. Stony right. Brook.
Yeah, not all, like Bill said yesterday, not all of the 8.
It won't be 8 for 8. It won't be chalk, I would doubt.
Yeah, it won't be all the number one seeds that advance. It will not. So Nebraska, though, I bet they win today. I think what Oklahoma did was, I don't think is a great decision. I understand it.
They're not pitching the race.
Right. They're pitching a 3-5.
3-8. Right?
3-8 guy.
I think it's kind of borderline brilliant what they're doing.
We do not see eye to eye on that.
Because I think they're like, do we care if we finish 4th or 1st?
I will reserve judgment until I see what happens.
We're going to try to finish 1st. And our best bet to finish 1st, to win this thing, I'm sure the staff sat around and said, okay, are we trying to get a win?
Yep. Or win the whole thing.
If Malachi Witherspoon beats Nebraska, I'll give you brilliant.
But even the thought of it, I don't see it as being dumb. Like, hey, listen. We're a little bit of a long shot here to win this thing. What's our best chance to win it? And the best chance is to have our ace throw day 2. To win the first one, have the win day two. And it's a risk. If you ask them, no one's going like, oh, no. Right, oh, no. Oh, no. They know that they're taking a risk on this.
I wonder if they just decided we are not beating North Carolina if we don't pitch Witherspoon. Kyson, not Malachi. Right. Kyson.
Agree. That's what they. That's
probably what they have.
We can't beat those guys, so we got to have them. So, if I'm that team, first of all, if I'm pitching today, I'm going like, thank you. I'll get this done for us. And I would agree with everything that they're doing. I'd be like, no, because
I'm going to reserve judgment
of the 4 teams. Remember, all that matters is who win. Mm-hmm. It's not like going, well, you know, we played pretty good. You know, we won 1.
Mm-hmm. No one cares.
No one cares.
I understand that. Understand.
I'm backing them on it.
All right. We will see what happens.
Hope it doesn't go well.
We just want to see it play out.
We'll see it play out. Let's let it play out.
4 o'clock today, ESPN Plus, if you want to watch that game. If you can't watch it at your house, you don't have the Hulu bundle, go find a bar. Go find a restaurant. I'm sure Rumors will carry the game.
Put on a sweatshirt and find a bar.
Yeah, well, you can't go to our event on June 25th if you have a ticket yet, but you can watch the game there. Phil, you can chime in. Are you carrying the game today at
Rumors? Yes, Phil, let us know. Let us know. Some breakers would like to be out there for that.
We have an event on June 25th.
Yes, we do. It is sold out and then sold out some more.
But then there's going to be another one.
July 30th and August 27th, and then we'll go from there.
Then people can call Ruhlmann's.
They can.
Phil.
They will.
I talked to Lauren Swigert last night, leading tackler at Norfolk High. He called in 11:05. That day that it got announced.
And he's going.
He's there. Going.
He, nice. Yes.
And he makes me happy.
Yes.
Lauren's going.
Lauren's going. He'll be him and Nicole will be there. He'll be in attendance. Yes.
And I like Lauren.
But he talked live. He said that was a good feeling. Because technology.
Wait a second. He talked live to Phil when he called.
Did not talk to Phil. Talked to a young lady.
Okay.
And I'm sure that was. But it said very, very welcoming and their name is down. So they will be there.
Good.
Before we get to break, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no. Not again.
Not again. How often does it happen?
You need to be permanently in contact.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you've been hacked 3 or 4 times, you're not with Applied Connect. That's a you problem.
That's a you problem.
That's a you problem
sure.
right now.
That's probably
now.
Not the ideal word.
Not the ideal. Oh, not again?
Jeez. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
We've got to fix this.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That was a slip-up.
But that will not happen with Applied Connect.
Again. They're in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate, and they handle all things IT and cybersecurity. Stop shopping around for your IT spot. It's one place for all of it.
They're in Arthur County right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. They're
everywhere.
They're in Arthur County. McPherson, Cherry.
They've probably been to the bunkhouse and helped out there. Yeah, they're hitching posts.
They probably have been. They've been to the bunkhouse. I bet they have.
They got Columbus secure.
Columbus is locked
Beatrice
down.
Beatrice is secure as well.
Beatrice locked down.
Applied Connect has got them covered.
You got Beatrice?
Yeah, they got a free consultation at appliedconnective.com. That's how it made it happen.
Yeah, that's how it all happened.
And then the rest is
history. Hold it now. Say that again.
Yeah, free.
So they'll meet you for lunch. They'll go over their whole plan, and the cost that they'll charge you is what?
It is $3.99.
Why would you not? $3.99.
That's right.
I know that Mossman, the lawyer of the stars, they use them. Yeah. And also, remember I told you what Mossman told me?
What?
He had a problem. I was out in Arthur when I was talking to him. It was about 8 o'clock at night. Got a hold of him. And guess who they talked to? A live person.
Not a robot. Not an answering machine.
No, not AI. No. Probably talked to Will.
Free consultation at appliedconnective.com.
When
we come back, get your questions in, relationship questions for Dr. Love.
Oh, yes.
Text or call 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.